positive. We got so much to cover because is it just me, but I'm like obsessed with Vanderpump Rules now. These past couple episodes, now I'm a fan. Oh. Are you out? But I'm sorry, last night was amazing. Do we have a bitter Betty on our hands or what? Miss Ariana.
She ain't happy, is she, girl?
She isn't happy. And why is nobody in this friend group asking her the one question? David, do you know the one question they need to be asking her to get to the bottom of this bitterness?
Are you happy with all your new money?
No! Are you still in love with Sandoval? This is giving me, I am still in love. I am a woman scorned. I am in love. You have one-upped me. How dare you? I still have feelings for you. I'm hurt and angry. I'm on the verge of tears. Is anyone else not? I mean, this is giving me, how come everybody in this friend group has a bunch to say? I mean, they're drawing lines in the sand and Brock is telling her to back off and Lala's coming in. Is anyone coming to her with weapons down and just saying, girl, maybe we need to grieve more? Were we in love with Tom? I mean, this woman was crying out last night. That was her dream home they were in, where she was going to raise her babies with Sandoval. This is a woman who looks at the man she was so in love with, even though I think he was checked out and the relationship was probably had major, major red flags. In her mind, this woman was so in love. I'm sorry, I have never seen a woman so hurt still on TV and no one asking her the real questions here. We're just telling her how she should act at this point. I'm sorry, is this not good TV? I think this is good television.
Listen, I think it is better than any housewife show other than Beverly Hills. I'm going to put Beverly Hills up. Yeah, I'm okay with all of Housewives just being canceled. I'll be honest with you, except for Beverly Hills. And I'm interested with Salt Lake coming back. I'm a little interested in Alexis versus Shannon, but that'll last like two episodes and then I'll have my eyes wired shut. I'm kind of right there with you. Look at you with the hard-hitting journalistic questions. This is why you worked on the Kane show. You know, when we hired you and found you 45 years ago and plucked you out of obscurity. Just kidding. Everyone's going to say I'm obnoxious now. I said to everyone, stick with this, Sarah. She's on to something here. You are asking the hard-hitting journalists to questions.
I was a good
this
hire.
This is an interest. I didn't think about this one.
And by the way, you can take all the credit because you are an incredible friend and mentor. And I actually thought about you last night. I do my gratitude list every day. And I said, God, please do not let him die until he's like 80 something. Because I don't think people realize this. I call you and I ask you advice on clients and when people trash me online. And you are such a great sounding board. And I think everyone should have a friend like you because you don't give a fuck. It's the most liberating thing to have a friend who calls me up and says, do this, do that, and fuck them all. And I'm thinking to myself, God, I love you. I love you. I'm so grateful for you. So you take all the credit for my career. Thank you for bringing me here.
And this is for everybody listening. When you are on your deathbed and you are looking around the room and there are four people in the room, I hope that you have lived an authentic life for yourself, not for the fucking three followers on fucking Instagram and for the three people extra on fucking TikTok. So I hope everyone realizes that your body will be a shell of what it is today, and no one will be attractive and no one will look good when you are heading into your decline and planning for your Shannon Doherty just was giving away all her stuff.
I can't even watch.
So that her mother, and by the way, did I tell you this? Someone said, I have a bone to pick with Shannon. I've been seeing her, you know, at the conventions. I wonder if I told her this and she stole my idea. Now, I'm being sarcastic, but I, too, have always said this, that I will be doing. I swear to you, when I am diagnosed with something, God knows what, if I don't have a tragic death, I am going to I'm such a OCD control freak. I will run my demise like I run this business, and I will start, like, planning out disposing of things so that if anyone has had someone pass in their lives, there's a lot of work after someone leaves the earth if you are like next of kin, or there's a lot that goes into it. Probate and this and assets and just, I'm gonna start simplifying things myself. So there you go, morbid thought of the day, but Shannon did this interview. And by the way, no offense to Tori Spelling, because Tori already fucking hates me, but just coming up with a podcast called Misspelling and telling like your husband Dean that you're filing for divorce on air, to me, I understand Tori needs money. This seems like an inauthentic money grab because of Shannon's podcast. I really have to say that, let's be clear, is in the news all the time. It is like, it's very authentic. I mean, Shannon is not trying to get clicks regarding her death. I mean, she's also interviewing Brian Austin Green and Jason Priestley and like, Holly Marie Combs, and I'm sure Rose McGowan is coming up. She just said, like, Shannon's interviewing actual celebrities and talking about 90210 and Charmed and like, but it's, she's not looking for clicks. She's really dealing with a woman staring down the barrel of death. She could have a long time to go.
Oh,
She's doing well.
I'm praying
Me
because
too.
I hate
I'm
when
just
she.
saying misspelling seems like a whole money grab because of Shannon's success, and it's not the same, and it doesn't feel authentic to me.
Preach. I couldn't agree more when I saw that and her playing a voice message of Dean McDermott and them arguing. And I just thought, oh my God, this is so. That and Lizzo's stupid post, I quit, I quit, and thousands of messages, come back, we love you. And then, of course, 2 days later, in a, and how she didn't sign up for people being so critical of her body and all this stuff. And so then 2 days later, in a bathing suit that her areolas are 2 seconds away from coming out and saying hi, she's like, oh, I didn't mean that I quit music and what I love. I just quit caring what people think. Oh, you're so full of shit. This is so for clicks. And Tori's the same way. And the clips that Tori releases, she's in her bed and she's like, "Oh yeah, do I destroy relationships?" Yes. And it's so I couldn't agree with you more. What a money grab. She already has a podcast with Jenny Garth that has actually had quite a bit of success. I don't even know what it's called. 90210. It's a replay, I think, of
I think it's 90210 gosh or
Yeah,
something.
90210 gosh. And it just, I thought, what a desperate, they all do this basically because, like, they don't want to be interviewed. They want to get all the clicks and money themselves, which is fine. I think that's, like, great. But there is something inauthentic about it, 110%, and such a money
Feels bad to
grab.
me.
And, but I, to your point, she probably does need the money. She probably does need the money, so I guess what better way to do it? But I just have zero interest in listening, and I could care less about Lizzo. Do I like her birthday song? Sure, but I'm just like, of course you didn't quit. Like, of course.
And Shannon, the queen, hers is all authentic. It really is. I mean, and like, look, she just had that drama with Melissa Milano. I was actually there that weekend in Florida at that convention. She's like setting the record straight of things that were misconstrued about her in her life. And she has said, like, I've been offered to write my story many times, and this just feels right. And I'm
Well, no
sorry,
one
a
really,
woman.
people don't read books much anymore, so.
Right. No, this is great. And like, I'm
Yeah.
sorry, Shannon's not trying to change the narrative with Alyssa Milano. I mean, she's like, there's something about having a diagnosis that you're just like, I don't. I mean, talk about me not caring about anything. I live like I have a diagnosis because I understand that's where we're all headed. We all end up in the same place. But Shannon is not trying to spin any narrative on her podcast to get a click or a headline. It's completely like the mic is on, and she has broken down so many times on this podcast. And it's, I'm sorry, it's authentic. It is.
And you're just not buying anything about Tori's. You're like, this chick needs money, and she knows that podcasting's where it's at.
Even look, is it a real divorce? I mean, this really is over with Dean, but like when she, even the other day when she's like in the car and she's like sobbing, I don't know if you saw this, like she had
Yeah.
a fight with, and then like, I'm sorry,
They
you were
know.
born in Spelling Manor, people are watching, the game. So like you're sobbing and this and that. Like, I don't even think that is authentic. I think
I know.
people are watching, and it's just the Spidey and Henser, Spencer and Heidi and Jax and Brittany. And it's like that genre of like Kyle and Morgan can't stand the press. Well, you're at Chateau Marmont, bitch. Giorgio Baldi. So I don't buy it. I think it's like it's too hyped. It's too hyped. Oh, and shocker, this breakdown and crying in the car is right around the time of the podcast launch. I mean, come on.
I know.
I don't know.
She
I
knows the
just I
game
don't
so
buy it.
well. I mean, I feel for her because, you know, she's Hollywood royalty that we are never going to see again. You know, you're never going to see an Aaron Spelling type director ever again for television creating this unbelievable Melrose Place in 90210. And but so, you know, you think you're going to get that money. I mean, that's the most compelling story. But see, she won't talk about her mom, right? And I know that that's complicated too. Anyhow, I don't know. I'm with you. I think this, it's so inauthentic. And I'm like, all right, you know.
I just want to know, and we'll move on to Jackson Brittany. I mean, Candy Spelling was on this podcast. Randy Spelling was on this podcast. By the way, when I go to these 90210 conventions, because I'm such a fan and I know Shannon enough, I'm going, like, I have to fucking see Tori. So, like, when I tell you I see Housewives out and it's uncomfortable, and it's like, they're like, yeah, hi. And I'm like, well, I mean, fuck off. When I see Tori, it's not a pleasant hi. You great, like Tori and I. It's not pleasant, but then I'm just like,
Who
I look
cares?
right past her and I'm like, hey, queen. I call Shannon a queen right in front of Tori. So I'm like a little bitch. But Tori fucking hates me. But anyway, Candy Spelling, I just wonder, this is where my sick mind goes. When Candy does move on in the world, and hopefully that's a long time from now, where's Candy's hundreds of millions of dollars going? Is it going to the pets? Is it go like Leona Helmsley left the money to her pet? Is she going to leave this to her dogs, her beloved dogs? Is she going to leave it to Josh Flagg, her best friend? Is she just
Oh,
going
I
to leave it
hope
to, or
not.
is this going to go to the grandchildren? I don't
I
know.
hope
I have
so.
a
I hope
feeling
it
it's a
goes there.
weird, complicated relationship. I could see something weird going down, but I hope so too. These are the things that keep me up at night.
Well, they're good questions. All right, well, back to Vanderpump Rules, season
Yeah.
11, episode 10, Line in the
Yeah.
Sand. I thought it was amazing television. This is a woman, Ariana, who is still in love with Tom Sandoval and has to see him every single day and is tortured by it.
You think that's the bitterness? You think it's that she is in
Yeah,
love?
because if you're over somebody, like I've said from the start with this whole thing, it was a betrayal, but nobody gets cheated on and becomes a multi-millionaire. Okay. So, you know, truly, yes, I think she is still in love with him 100%. And I think, like, you already have realized this in life, right? Money makes your life so much easier. But if you are not already happy and well in the mind, it means absolutely nothing. I don't care if you're worth $50 million, you live in your own mental prison. She is in her own mental prison. How ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller-driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Honey, for me, I would go, I wish it didn't take 9 years for this to happen, but look at the reward. Hello, I'm famous, I'm rich, I'm beautiful, I'm still young, I can still have a child, I'm going to be with someone that really wants to be with me. Thank you, Sandoval, you know?
Thank you. I agree. I'm like,
she's not
I've got
there.
My shit figured out. You know, in addition to coaching, and we'll be announcing some things soon, I'm also available as like a life coach.
Hire him.
Since I know it all, apparently. Bethany even told me that I did. Yeah, no, if you're mentally have it figured out, yeah, money solves everything. If you don't, it doesn't solve anything. I agree with you. I didn't necessarily put this together, but I'm interested in this analysis of yours. I don't know why no one's not asking this question of her, of why are you still in love with Sandoval? It seems that way, huh? Because if you're really like, right, like I even did like one of my, I do the afternoons now twice a week. I do the quick hits. I actually said this the other day, not about that. I found that very interesting. I was like, is Ariana really even that mad anymore? Or is this just acting? Because I don't understand it either. It's like, she replaced Sarah Hyland from Modern Family on Love Island.
Huge.
I don't know what you got to be on Broadway in Chicago. Nobody turns down Broadway. It is a great credit. She's coming out the stage door. People are going. When they do the curtain call, they say, and Ariana Maddox, the audience goes wild. She is packing people in. Lisa Rinna was in that show, Brooke Shields. Erica Jane. It is total stunt casting, but she's doing great. That's how that show works. But you didn't get $1 million to go on Broadway. So whatever the nice paycheck was and the stuff shaving your legs with Bic Razor, with all these things that added up, this is one gig for $1 million to host Love Island. And when a girl is in the corner crying, she's going to go over and say, listen, honey, I know all about dogs in the industry and being cheated on. And like, it's a great gig. She can do it. She's well-spoken. It's a good fit. You got it because of Scandal. So what is the problem? Why do you hate this guy? I agree with you. There are so many wonderful men out there. I have bad news for Daniel. I don't think it's him. I don't think this is going to last. I think it's a rebound. But you are going to meet like a real like 43-year-old accountant who has like a good job and is not into any of this craziness and just has a good living. And you're just going to fall madly passion, unless you really fucking hate yourself and you secretly need to be treated like shit to fulfill what you actually think about yourself. But I think that if you've worked your shit out, you're going to be the great guy. You're going to have tons of money. You're going to have a great fucking life, dude. You're in like, what is she, 39, 37, 40? Like you got long years left, girl.
Long, fabulous years. Yes, I believe she's still in love. I thought this episode was epic. I mean, to start out at a water tasting, at a high-end water tasting, and at first, when they go, oh, there's this water sommelier, I thought, oh, this is so dumb. Here we are. Here we're at these 40-year-old
Yeah, you texted me during it and said, is this actually an episode about water? And I wasn't watching it. I was like, what the fuck is she talking about?
You know, but I have to say that was the most compelling water tasting. And now I'm curious if, in fact, different waters taste like different things. And of course, Katie Maloney says, absolutely not. And, but it was so great. And they opened $1,000 of bubbly water, the only one in the world, which, please, I feel like was so made up. They go, okay, well, you know, you can't say this is just a $20 bottle of, you know, sparkling water. So let's say it's $1,000 and it's the only one in the United States. He pops it. It was so good. And then, you know, we go to Schwartz and Katie. Why this show is good, I am attracted now to, and I feel like this is what is now missing in the Beverly Hills or any of the Housewife franchises. Their relationships are actually complex and complicated, and these individuals are old friends and old lovers. And Katie and Schwartz, there's still something there. There's still this flirtatiousness and silliness, and he makes her seem like she's 16 again, and she's in this bizarre lesbian / night dress that has a bikini on it with a, you know, this very butch, you know, jean vest.
And I'm when so they're talking and they're like, he's like, this is cool. And she's like, that's shit. This is cool. And he's like, what?
You know, and he's like, well, I kind of thought it was funny that you like banged my best friend and, you know, you can have at it. And then she gets mad at him. I mean, it's so good and it's deep and it's none of these Housewife franchises. It's just so superficial and you can tell that they're really now not friends. Years ago when we were at Encoda and Vicky and
Housewives.
That was complex friendships and divorces and true. But now we've gotten so far away from that with Potomac. We know NECA's not friends. We know Candace wasn't friends with any of the women.
Well, Kyle and Dorit. Kyle just did an interview where she said, you know,
yeah, it's
I'm shocked. She's like, you know, I'm hurt. And she's like, I have never brought something off the show onto the show. And she's like, you know, I just don't know, like a real friend wouldn't do this to me. And it's like, ding, 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 Dorit Kemsley. We have Catherine Edwards on Behind the Velvet Robes who says over and over every time she's here, none of these people are real friends. Kyle and Teddy are real friends.
Yeah.
That's about it as far as I can see. Yeah, Garcelle and Sutton, great. They've developed a real friendship, sure. But Dorit is not your real friend. Yeah, it's all, yeah. Listen, Jax Taylor said for years and years and years, this is why we're number one. He's like, this is a real group. Not for nothing. That is also why, to an extent, like Southern Charm, like Craig and Shep, there is history. And I mean, not for nothing, Summer House. I mean, Kyle and Danielle and Carl and this, they all do hang out when they're not filming. I mean, less so. But yeah, this group is real history. It's real. These people have known each other for over a fucking decade.
Yeah. It's, I thought it was so phenomenal last night, the complexities of their relationships. And, you know, Katie
finally,
and
welcome to the fan. This is what you've been missing for like 10 seasons. This is it. You've watched for a few years now, but like, this is how it was in the beginning. This is how it was. And then I mean, look, Tom and Katie, I think, are over, but
they are, but they still have this just like affection for each, this love, hate, affection for each other. And, you know, she's,
and Tom's happy. He's happy. He's like, happy. Great. I hope the dick was good. Cause like, you're flawed. You are a fucking flawed adulterer, cheater, hypocrite, just like the rest of us. And this is the best day of my life.
Yeah.
The guy is happy. He's happy.
He's happy. I mean, like I said, I really like Brock and Sheena's relationship. You know, we find out last night Brock is, he had some real estate, I guess, properties or whatever that were then, was it real estate or was it restaurants that were sold? He's been sort of living off that money.
Gyms, I thought.
Oh, thank you. Gyms. And they had to sell during COVID, which I'm sure was very rough for the gym industry. And Sheena's been the breadwinner, and he's sort of been this stay-at-home dad. See, I want to know more about that. That's very reflective of my relationship with, like, my husband, right? I'm becoming the breadwinner. My husband's thinking about staying home. That's a very modern dynamic, and how does it feel? And my husband watches now Vanderpump, and he feels like he could become friends with Tom Sandoval. I'm not sure if that's a good thing, but because he
probably feels, not
no
but
he feels bad for Tom Sandoval, and he thinks Tom is just so out of reality because he's been on reality for so long that, and he feels like he and Tom could talk about pop culture and reality television, and I don't think Do you think Sandoval follows sports? My husband's like a huge sports guy.
Maybe not as much as your husband, but he probably could talk about sports more than me.
Oh.
Possibly.
Oh my God, my husband loves sports. Anyway, so I, you know, it's just so good. I just, James Kennedy is the least interesting to me, although I love the house. I love Allie. Allie's
airplanes flying over.
Allie, the star of this whole thing as well. I want her to become just a full-time astrologer. So I thought it was so great and complex last night. And, you know, is Sandoval a near dog murderer of locking? Or is Lala right? You know, Ariana sort of lives like a pig here where she's leaving chicken satay by her bedside on sticks. And dogs are dumb. And so,
I mean, listen, you watch all the episodes before the reunion. Like, they send you all of them before you film the reunion. So I could see why Ariana would not be so thrilled with some of Lala's comments and apparently that he'd smacked out. I'm telling you, it's Ariana. It's Ariana and Katie versus everyone next season. That is the show. If Ariana even stays, I think she'll stay, but I don't know how much longer she'll stay. That's how I think the show is good. I think that's going to be the season.
Do the Luann. Stay on that show. Your relevancy. I know you say this, that there's some people who have left the franchise that have gone on, but really only Bethany. And it's never been.
It's hard.
It's never been as big of a success. I would ride that show out until the last day. I know last year we gave her the advice, like, go host a talk show, but it's never going to work. It's never,
look, I mean,
it's never going to work.
This Elizabeth Hasselbeck from Survivor is a very rare circumstance. You're on Survivor for one season and then you're on The View forever. And she's off The View and she's gone on to other things. Yeah, it's hard. Like, you really have to. Mindy Kahn from Facts of Life, she came on my podcast recently. I wanted to talk mostly about Facts of Life. We talked about Palm Royale. If I had Mindy back again, all I would do is talk about Palm Royale. She's been trying for 40 years to, like, have this, you know, you want something outside of the original thing. It's really hard. But when it happens, it's like, oh, yeah, wow. I mean, do we think of Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos as being people on All My Children?
But
not really.
I know, but that was two decades ago. You know, Kelly Ripa's now been on TV 2 decades
ago. I agree. Elizabeth,
that was still when television was its heyday. TikTok is the new talk show. No young people are going back to watching television. They're not. When our parents' generation goes, they are the only people watching the Today Show and all these things that 20 years ago we thought, oh, if only we could be contributors on that. Nobody cares now. If you have a podcast, like, people care more about the shit we say than they do know what's going on. I don't even know people that watch The View. I don't. I'm sorry.
Well, I read the other day The View's being canceled. I don't know if that was April.
It's getting
Fool's.
Very close. Care. So,
by the way,
stay on the show, Ariana. I've changed my opinion. Do not leave.
Do not leave. Two things. One, let's put a pin in Brock for a minute, because I got a lot to say about this Brock. Shady, shady boots, Brock. I find the most interesting thing I found about this episode is recently we had Tom and Ariana in the same room. This really was the first time these two, I mean, they fought, they spoke. I mean, listen, I see why people are hating on Ariana. I mean, and then when it's over and she says to Schwartz, you know what? I'm looking at you and I'm so disgusted right now because I'm doing the whole association thing again. Get the hell out of here. And Schwartz leaves the beach. I mean, I don't know how Ariana thought this would be edited, but it's too much. It's too much. I mean, I see why Lala and Sheena, Lala even more than Sheena, are coming around to Sandoval. He cheated. It's over. Move on. Look, if he's trying to, like, well, when he says there's no reason for her to be in the house now, we offered her whatever, and we don't know the details, but the point is she staying in the house just to stick it to him? I mean, yeah, that sounds like a person who's still in love with someone, to your point. She's got to get over it.
Yeah. I mean, the lawyer has not responded in 2 months, and they get into it, and she's like, my lawyer will send a well-crafted response. And he's like, I actually thought he had some good points. He's like, your lawyer better. It's been 2 months. Hopefully he's working on something clever. My fucking lawyer is the best. I mean, it's so good. It's so good. But to his point, I mean, if you want out, what is the holdup? Now, her argument has always been that the details is he doesn't really want to give her the what it's worth, right? He wants a deal on the way out the door while also, you know, screwing Rachel at their house. So I get it, but I mean, if you wanted, they're still in that house, right? They're still in the house.
Yeah. Listen, I've been involved in lawsuits and negotiations and buying apartments. Whatever it is, that is called being an adult. You have to give something. You have to lose. That's how you move on. You know what I mean? So if she wants X and he wants Y, you're going to have to agree on X, Y. It's not dollar for dollar. That is life, unfortunately. You think I wanted to pay what I just paid for my new fucking New York City apartment? It's like, yeah. Come from here and here. You meet in the middle. You just are like, we're fighting over fucking pennies at this point, and just close the goddamn deal. So I don't get it. It's not how I do business. Whatever it is, I'm not saying to give Tom the house, but you're going to have to take a little bit less to move on with your life. Isn't meant? It's like, who said it? Sheena or Lala or someone? That's like, what mental hell is that? No wonder why you can't move on and you're so bitter. You stop. You guys have to get out of this house. As far as I know, the house isn't sold. I mean, she bought that house. Lala bought the 3.1. Sheena bought a house. Man, everyone is doing well.
Everyone's doing well. And also they give me hope because I told you this offline. You counsel me, and this is why people need to hire you immediately. I moved to Los Angeles 2 years ago.
I had a hire this past weekend. I do consulting. I do hourly consulting for podcasts, but for businesses too. I sold a profitable business. Go on.
I'm so grateful for you. No, I mean, they
Let's
give
hear
me
your
hope.
Story.
They're all in their 40s and they're finally buying homes. I am in my 40s. I moved here 2 years ago. And it's a long story, but I have a financial advisor, and basically they're just like, you, anywhere else in this country, except for probably New York State, you make mm-hmm. amazing money. But here in California, you don't even have enough money. Now, look, it's a $1.2 million house. But my financial advisor is like, if you want to buy a $1.2 million house, you need to make $90,000 more a year. If you saw what we already made, you'd be like, what? It's so crazy. So they give me hope. But the thing is I know people are like, bitch, what are you talking about? Buy a cheaper house. It's true. But what bothers me is people that want to come to California and chase their dream. It's getting harder and harder. And I hate that because LA is, you know, makes people stars like everybody on Vanderpump. But I feel like that dream is fading away because the cost to be here and operate your own mm-hmm. business and try to own a home with kids it really is insane. It's complete insanity.
You and I ultimately will end up in Palm Beach.
All right.
It's where Harry and Rachel and all my little friends are there.
Sounds great.
We're going to have to go to Palm Beach, and I will have my home in the Hamptons in New York. And you don't pay taxes. You don't pay state taxes. I'm sorry. Pay federal, but you don't pay state tax in Florida. So Florida's, some of you think it's gone wild, and others of you think it's like the haven. So we're going to have to end up in Florida. Now we're going to have to be in Florida for the 186 days. We'll have dinner with Jill Zarin.
Dave,
we're
going
to have to end up in Florida.
All right.
Yeah. So
good.
Ultimately Florida is where we're going to end up. It's that Vegas, Texas. I don't want the other two.
Oh, I love Vegas or Texas. Okay. Well, anyhow, so I'm proud of them. I'm glad they're making money because I don't think people realize how crazy, how long it, I know people realize, I know people are feeling it everywhere in this country. So I'm glad they're making money. I think they should. It's awesome to see them because if they can do it, we all can do it. I mean, you guys got to think, they spent a decade on television and they couldn't afford a house. It's only recently. That's crazy.
Nothing. They couldn't afford
anything.
They
weren't making peanuts prior. Yeah.
By the way, we'll get into Lisa Vanderpump's scene in a second. No, I think Brock is, first of all, it's really funny on the beach where they're going back and forth and James is like, now, Tom, do you agree to this house plan? Okay, Ariana, no, what is it that you want to tell Tom? James is now stepping in and taking over for Anne. But Brock's a little shit stirrer. He had a lot to say this episode. He drops the bombs, this Brock. I think Sheena is just sitting there. I can't help but break the fourth wall. When he's sitting there and they're at home and she's like, what? Do you want to let me finish? And he's getting dirty. I think Sheena is like, thank God my husband is like becoming a part of the show, second income. Yeah. This is where my sick mind goes. He makes a lot less than me, but hey, maybe I'll get a little slight raise next, you know? Like Brock is trying to earn his keep. I think at night, Sheena's like, you gotta speak up, get in there, get messy. Sorry, you gotta burn a bridge with Katie. You gotta earn the money, honey. Summer's, you know, the new $2.1 million house ain't cheap. But Brock's a little shit stirrer there. He drops a lot of bombs, this Brock, huh?
A lot of little bombs. I love him. I think he's great on the show, a great addition. I like everything he does, actually.
I still don't want to fuck him, but
I think he's hot, too.
Love the accent.
I love the stay-at-home dad. I love the accent. I can relate to their relationship a lot. I think it's great. No, I think this show just gets better and better, and I do think we're getting at least a little bit more depth to the show. So
do you like Lala saying, like, wait, so Tom put Maya in the room, and Maya ate all the shit that you left on your bed like a pig, and that's Tom's fault that your dog almost died? I mean, this is why Ariana is probably like, well, I watched the rest of the show, and this Lala has actually more than a little bit to say about me.
I thought that was an excellent point. I mean, they are pigs. We've seen that from the start. I mean, even pigs. Sandoval, they live like pigs in that house. I mean, my God, boxes and shoes and clothes and crap. I mean, you know, ahead of time, 3 or 4 days, they have assistants. Anne can't, isn't that what assistants do, is pick up and clean up? I mean, the place is filthy, well, you know.
Anne broke down, honey. She broke down. She thinks she's losing her job. Katie's gonna save her and give her a job. I also love this scene when, like, Schwartz is like, you know, come on, like, this is good for us. Like, this the fact that, you know, you got fucked by Max, like, he has a big dick, apparently. He just brought us closer together. Let's have dinner. And she's like, I don't want to have dinner with you. He's like, come on, wrong time. So she's like, no, thanks. That sounds horrible. And he's like, okay, so we'll pass on dinner. Like,
He's the cutest. He's the flirtiest. I love their relationship.
And they really are over each other. Like, yeah, there's flirty and friends, but there's no good. Like, that's where you got to get. All right. And that is Lala's point. That's Sheena's point. That's James's point. Lala, Sheena, and James all in their confessionals said, like, isn't this like Ariana at this point is just hurting herself. Tom is out there living his rock star dream. He's dating that girl, I guess, you know, like, Ariana is just at some point, like, it doesn't mean you forgive the person. They don't win because you moved on. You win because they're no longer taking up space in your head. So the way you win is by truly not caring. And that's a hard thing to get to. But when you really don't care and you're not bitter, you actually win. It's not giving the person a free pass. It's giving yourself a life. Oh, my God. And you want to know why I'm a life coach on the side? And a podcast coach.
You're great. You're great at it.
She's got to get over it.
Well, you know, yes, except for I just hope they do dive into the fact. I hope Andy at the reunion really asks her point blank. I think she still has feelings for him. I think now you and I are going to get into this in our weekly Bravo recap show. But now Rachel Levis's PR woman, Juliet Harris, who you and I emailed, and, you know, we wanted to get Rachel on the show, our shows, you know, she says Ariana knew exactly, you know, what was happening, slept next to him, could peek in his phone bedside, knew things were going on, shenanigans were going on, that he was out late night and hanging out with Rachel and was well aware. And, you know, Juliet really puts this on Ariana, that Ariana wanted this to happen, leaked it. So, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say where the truth is. To me, maybe Ariana's just a great actress, but boy, is she, to me seems like she is still in love.
And I never thought of that, but I'm sure people are going to say no, but maybe. Yeah.
I mean, have you ever, I've only been cheated on by people who I wasn't really that into anyway. So it wasn't so devastating, you know, I don't know. It wasn't so detrimental.
I mean, yeah, like I understand, like she keeps saying it, your life was ruined and this was filmed in the past. But yeah, like now, I'm curious, like, where are we now, Ariana? Like, that's the question for the reunion too. Like, where, I'm less concerned about you and Lala and blah, blah, blah. Like, where
right,
are
right.
you now?
Where, yeah,
like,
where are you
okay? Because like at some point you have to move on. We all have to move on from being cheated on, from losing people to death. Financial loss.
Oh, yeah, but
you have to move on.
There are people that never, they spend their lifetimes, they can never get over people. I know people in their 80s that never got over their first love, their divorce. Oh my God, so many people like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, you think it's easy, but for some people, they can spend a lifetime. And I wonder that with her.
Well, that is lost time. That is giving the power to Tom Sandoval. The person that is such a scumbag, according to Ariana and most of these people listening, you know, he has all the power. You want a narcissist to get off on themselves? Her reactions are getting Tom off. He loves it. He loves it. When you don't give a shit about someone, you're like, I don't even know what you fucking said about me, or I just don't care at all. Then that drives a narcissist fucking crazy.
I don't know what Ariana's parents were like, but, you know, we often all pick partners like our parents, or we end up in relationships like what our parents had. So I gotta wonder what her background is. And that also plays a part in, can you recognize, you know, what you grow up in oftentimes is what you replicate. And you have to actually lots of times stop yourself from replicating that. You have to make a conscious decision. Okay, I'm not going to marry somebody like what my mother was like or what my father was like, you know, and understand where they're coming from. That's very hard to do. And some people spend their life never having that self-awareness ever. They run from it instead of what you resist persists. My therapist always tells me so.
What you resist persists. I don't even understand that statement. What does that mean?
It means that when there's trauma in your life, right, a lot of people want to move on from it. And at some point you should. But if you don't go back and look at it and see how it impacted what your weight, right? Lots of people, you know, we talk about this emotional eating, right? People are overweight and fat lots of times because food is a comfort for them for something that is going on in their life, right? You're a workaholic that I think has issues about wanting or not finding a partner. You have this weird thing about being alone. But anyway, not
there
to diagnose you.
I like being alone. But yes, I work to avoid dealing with my life, correct?
So there you
I'm
have
not
it.
I'm
so,
disagree with that. I don't want to deal with it.
Okay, but you're at least aware, right? A lot of people are acting out and doing things in their life and self-sabotaging and not getting over somebody because something happened to them in their past and they don't want to take a hard look in the mirror and go, why did this happen? Maybe it was my fault, maybe it wasn't, but moving forward, when I see myself in this pattern, I'm going to get out of it. What you resist, it keeps showing
persists.
Up. The universe and God will show you that same lesson over and over and over, and it will make your life harder and harder and harder. Until
it's called
stop.
Repetition compulsion.
There you go.
That you, look, if you don't really like yourself inside, you will choose people that subconsciously are bad for you because you feel that you're a piece of shit. Whether you say you love yourself or not, deep down, you don't. You're insecure, and you will choose people that fulfill what you really feel about yourself, which is not good, and that is repetition compulsion.
I see it all
people
the time
that,
with
God,
women.
We should start. And everyone's like, oh, these arrogant people. But we should start a self-help podcast on the side. We're not going to because there's no time in the day. And according to you, you have to make $90,000 more. And I think continuing down this road is the way to make it. And I'm kind of getting tired of working so hard. So I'm not going to start a second podcast. But isn't that what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. Every woman I know who grew up and saw their father or their grandfather hit their grandmother or mother at some point has been in a relationship really? With a man who has hit them, 100%. And some of them recognize it and get out of it. And some of them, it takes a very long time for them to realize they are with someone that was just like the abusive relationship they saw their parents in. So it's hard in life, right? We all have to deal with things. So anyway, I would like to know, because I'm a Fairweather fan, I'd love to know more about her background with her parents, what she grew up seeing, because I bet that is very reflective of where she's at.
Interesting. And as we wrap up, two things.
Okay.
Three things. One, we're going to talk about Jax and Brittany speaking about dysfunctional relationships when we do our other stuff. Two, for everyone who wants us to recap The Valley, it is happening on my Patreon this Saturday. It's not the only thing I'm doing. I got a lot to say about The Valley. We're diving into it because everyone screamed. We don't want racism. We don't want politics on the screen. The whole damn episode was about whether this woman was a Republican. This woman, Michelle, was a Republican and or racist. Are they the same thing? Thank you, Kristen Doty. We're talking about that, but we're not talking about just politics. I got some other things to talk about on Patreon this Saturday, but we're doing The Valley. And before we go, we're not saying that, whatever, but Lisa everyone says she favors the boys, maybe a little, she favors that. She loves that James Kennedy. They go way back to the old school days of the London streets and his mother. But I love this scene with Lisa where James is like a kid. James is like us. He is the Greek chorus. Like he's telling Lisa like, this happened and that happened. And Lisa's like, what? And she slept with Max Boyens. And apparently he has a big dick. And James is like, you could see his face of like, Lisa's getting in on the drama. Oh, this is going to be good TV. It was great. I liked that scene.
Good TV.
LVP, the winner. You talk about Bethany Frankel winning Housewives. LVP, she has Vanderpump Rules. She has The Valley. She is a producer, guys. And I'm sure it's in her contract that anything that ever spins off, even remotely related to Vanderpump, she gets a piece of. And she has Vanderpump Villa now. This woman has three shows between Bravo and Peacock currently. And by the way, The Valley, with like their 780,000 viewers, that is considered a hit. First of all, they're all paid nothing except for Jax and Brittany and Kristen. Jax is paid the most. Kristen's probably paid very close there too. And Brittany's paid something between Kristen and everyone else. It's a cheap show to put on. 780 for The Valley is higher rated than 90% of the current Housewives that are on the damn show, that are on the damn TV.
All right. Loving you and leaving you. We'll see you soon.
Loving you and leaving you. I'll see you very soon.
Okay, bye.